Welcome to The Making of a Nation, American History in VOA Special English. Last week, we talked about the growth of the cattle industry. This industry started in Texas during the 1870s. With its growth came a new kind of worker, the man who watched and took care of the cattle. These men who watched the cows and rode with them as they moved across the wild lands were often young, just boys, and so they were called cowboys. This week in our series, Kay Gallant tells what life was like for the early American cowboy.
People all over the world have seen all sorts of films about the cowboy, and he is often shown in television shows. But the real life of the cowboy is not often shown. His work has been hard, and his life lonely and full of danger. The cowboy has told his own story in many songs and ballads. Hundreds of these have come from cowboys whose names are not known. They just sang these songs as they rode on the saddles of their horses across the cattle lands, or as they sat at their campfires at night. They sang about the things that were close to them, horses and cows and danger and death. Often they sang about the long ride to the cattle markets, where the cows were sold for beef, as in this song called Get Along Little Dogie. Dogie is another name for a young cow, especially one which wanders away from the herd. The song tells how the young cowboy keeps driving the dogies forward. He feels sorry for them because they will soon be sold for meat. But that's their hard luck, not his. And he keeps pushing them on while he sings.
As I was a-walking one morning for pleasure, well, I spied a young cowboy a-riding along. Well, his hat was shoved back and his spurs was a-jingling, and as he was riding, he was singing this song. Whoopie-tie-yi-yo, get along, little dogies, it's your misfortune, ain't none of my own. Whoopie-tie-yi-yo, get along, little dogies, you know that Wyoming's gonna be your new home. It's early in the springtime, we round up those dogies. We cut them out, brand them, and bob off the tails. Round up the horses, load up the chuck wagon, and then throw the dogies out on the north trail. Whoopie-tie-yi-yo, get along, little dogies, it's your misfortune, ain't none of my own. Whoopie-tie-yi-yo, get along, little dogies, you know that Wyoming will be your new home. Well, your mother was raised way down in Texas, where the Jimson weed and those choyas grow. We'll fill you up on those prickly pear briars until you are ready for Idaho. Whoopie-tie-yi-yo, get along, little dogies, it's your misfortune, ain't none of my own. Whoopie-tie-yi-yo, get along, little dogies, know that Wyoming's gonna be your new home. Whoopie-tie-yi-yo, get along, little dogies, it's your misfortune, ain't none of my own. Whoopie-tie-yi-yo, get along, little dogies, you know that Wyoming will be your new home.
One of the most famous of cowboy ballads is this one called The Chisholm Trail.
Put in the stirrup and my hand on the horn, I'm the best darn cowboy ever was born, singing ki-yi-yippee-yippee.
yippee-yi-yippee-yo, singing ki-yi-yippee-yippee-yi. Well, I started up the trail October 23rd. Started up the trail with the two you heard, singing ki-yi-yippee-yi-yippee-yi, singing ki-yi-yippee-yi. Up every morning, before daylight, and before I sleep, the moon shines bright, singing ki-yi-yippee-yi-yippee-yi, singing ki-yi-yippee-yi-yi. With a $10 horse and a $40 saddle, I'm going down to Texas for to punch them cattle, singing ki-yi-yippee-yi-yippee-yo, singing ki-yi-yippee-yi-yi. Well, old Ben Bolt was a fine old boss, and he went to see his gal on a sore-back horse, singing ki-yi-yippee-yi-yippee-yi, singing ki-yi-yippee-yi-yi. There's a stray in the herd, and the boss said, kill it, so I shot him in the rump with the handle of a skillet, singing ki-yi-yippee-yi-yippee-yi, singing ki-yi-yippee-yi-yi. Then I went to the boss to draw my roll, and he had me figured out $9 in the hole, singing ki-yi-yippee-yi-yippee-yi, singing ki-yi-yippee-yi-yi. Roping and a-tying and a-branding all day, I'm a-working mighty hard for a mighty little pay, singing ki-yi-yippee-yi-yippee-yi-yo, singing ki-yi-yippee-yi-yi. Well, I went to the boss and we had a little chat, and I hit him in the face with my old slouch hat, singing ki-yi-yippee-yi-yippee-yi, singing ki-yi-yippee-yi-yi. With my foot in the stirrup and the hand on the horn, I'm the best dang cowboy ever was born, singing ki-yi-yippee-yippee-yi-yippee-yi, singing ki-yi-yippee-yippee-yi. Well, I'm gonna get married just as quick as I can, and I won't punch cattle for an old darn man, singing ki-yi-yippee-yippee-yi-yippee-yi, singing ki-yi-yippee-yippee-yi.
Day and night, the horse was at the cowboy's side. A cowboy was as proud of his horse as he was of his skill in riding him. There is this feeling in the song, I Ride an Old Paint. A paint, or pinto, is a horse of three or more different colors.
I ride an old paint, lead an old Dan, gone to Montana to throw the Julian. Feed them in the coolies and water in the draw. Tails are all matted and their backs are all raw. Ride around, little dogies, ride around them slow. They're fiery and snuffy and are raring to go. Old Bill Jones had two daughters and a song. One went to college and the other went wrong. His wife got killed in a free-for-all fight. Still he keeps singing from morning till night. Ride around, little dogies, ride around them slow. They're fiery and snuffy and are raring to go. I've worked in your town, worked on your farm, and all I got to show is the muscle in my arm. Blisters on my feet and the callus on my hand. Going to Montana to throw the Julian. Ride around, little dogies, ride around them slow. They're fiery and snuffy and raring to go. When I die, take my saddle from the wall, put it on my pony, lead him out of his stall. Tie my bones to his back, turn our faces to the west. We'll ride the prairie that we love the best. Ride around, little dogies, ride around them slow. They're fiery and stuffy and are raring to go. Ride around, little dogies, ride around them slow. They're fiery and stuffy or raring to go.
The cattle herds were driven a very long way to the cattle markets and had to be kept and watched on the open trail for many weeks. And the trail took the cowboys over rough country in all kinds of weather. The wild prairie lands were not friendly to men or animals. It was a lonely land, and the howling of wolves and winds at night made it more so. Across this strange land, no man in the early days of the West knew just where death was waiting for him. A listener hears the mournful feeling cowboys had for the prairie in this song called the dying cowboy. He does not want to be buried out in these wild lands, in the lone prairie, as the song says. Still, the dying cowboy does not get his wish. There is no choice. He can be buried only in the lone prairie, in a narrow grave, 6 by 3, 6 feet deep and 3 feet wide.
Oh, bury me not on the lone prairie. These words came low and mournfully from the pouted lips of a youth who lay on his dying bed at the close of day. Oh, bury me not on the lone prairie, where the coyote howls and the wind blows free, in a narrow grave just 6 by 3. Bury me not on the lone prairie. It matters not, I've often told, where the body lies when the heart grows cold. Yet grant, oh grant, this wish to me. Bury me not on the lone prairie. Oh, bury me not on the lone prairie, where the coyote howls and the wind blows free, in a narrow grave, just 6 by 3. Oh, bury me not on the lone prairie. He wailed in pain, and o'er his brow death's shadows fast were gathering now. He thought of his friends and his home but night, as the cowboys gathered to see him die. Oh, bury me not on the lone prairie. These words came low and mournfully from the parted lips of a youth who lay on his dying bed.
Our program was written by Harold Braverman. The narrator was Kay Gallant. Transcripts, MP3s, and podcasts of our programs are online, along with historical images, at voaspecialenglish.com. Join us again next week for The Making of a Nation, an American history series in VOA Special English.